This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As you settle back on the couch with your chips and dips and beverages of choice Sunday to watch the Super Bowl, do me a favor. For at least a couple of plays, don't watch the game. Unfocus your eyes a little bit and watch the refs, because the players aren't the only ones who've earned their way to the championship, and they are not the only ones feeling the pressure. On today's installment of You Hate My Job, one particular type of occupation that might get the most hate this weekend, the professional referee. Bill Carollo is a retired NFL ref. He is currently the director of officiating for the Big Ten Conference. Bill, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kai.
First of all, how does one become a referee of national stature? You obviously don't just walk in the door and say, hi, I'd like to put on the striped shirt.
Well, It's a long process to become a referee, but to become a referee of high stature and national attention, it's usually because we made a big mistake. That's how we become famous. It looks pretty simple on TV and slow motion and on replays, but the reality is if you want to get to the NFL, it might take you 22 to 24 years on the average.
What's it like then the first time you step on the big stage, whether it's a national championship game for college or you know the playoffs or the Super Bowl, which you've been in twice at the NFL?
Right. Well, I think that if you say that you're not nervous, you're probably kidding yourself and you probably aren't really prepared. Whether it's the Rose Bowl when I worked, 26 years ago or a Super Bowl, you think you're ready and you think you know yourself pretty well. But when you get on the big stage and Vanessa Williams singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl and jets are flying over, I thought I was really ready and then I couldn't even swallow.
Talk me through it. What's it like when you're in the middle of not necessarily a blown call, not a mistaken call, but a controversial call, right? And you have 75,000 people screaming at you, Jim Harbaugh screaming at you, Peyton, whoever is yelling and screaming at you, and you have to figure out what the rule is, what the right thing to do is. Take me through that process.
Well, a few years back, I was working a championship game, and it didn't involve Peyton Manning. It did involve, right before the half, a controversial pass interference call in the end zone. It was New England against Indianapolis in the AFC championship game in Indy. And Peyton throws a pass, and of course, my job as the head referee, I'm watching the quarterback. But I can sense from the crowd that there's some action going on in the end zone. I got Peyton chasing me. I got Teddy Bruschi chasing me. He's the linebacker from New England. And they're both giving contrary stories to what happened. And I get to my referees. I clear everybody out. One referee thought for sure it's pass interference. The other referee thought for sure it wasn't. Mm. And of course, I didn't see the play. Now I have to make a decision.
Yeah, what do you do?
I said, pick up the flag. We're not guessing. I don't want a phantom call. Peyton Manning is really upset. and so is the crowd now. Now I can feel the pressure. It isn't so much the crowd. It's just like I'm on national TV and this better be right. After halftime, Peyton comes out. He comes right to me and I go, oh, no. He puts his hand out. I said, I can't shake your hand. And he says, I'm just telling you, I want to apologize. You were right. Reggie Wayne tripped on his own. He went down.
He had watched it in the locker room at halftime, right?
Yeah. And Reggie Wayne said, no, I really didn't know. I wasn't interfered with. I tripped over my own feet. Huh. But sometimes you're not so lucky. I'm working another championship game in St. Louis with Tampa Bay. We gave them a catch down the field. Replay buzzes me, and they said, take a look at it. And, of course, I come out and not only look at it, I reverse it to an incomplete pass, take Tampa out of it. I probably received 200 calls to my house. I'm unlisted. I had about 15 or 16 people got arrested for death threats. I had to pull my kids out of school. And that's when we make the right call, Kai.
Wow. When you blow one, does it stay with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a lot of pressure. And you think you'll be able to make those calls because you've done them before in the past. You've done them at the lower levels. But when the pressure's on, we're all human, Kai, and we are going to make mistakes. And in college, we make about 5 or 6 mistakes a game collectively as a crew. Yeah. NFL guys are a little bit better, and they make about 3 mistakes, 3.5 mistakes per game. And we get measured and graded on every single play. So contrary to what many of our fans think, where are these guys come from? They can't see. They're old and they're out of shape. And, well, sure, I can't run a 4.3. I never could run a 4.3 40.
So here's your chance to talk to, 6 million people who are listening to this radio program. If you had a moment to talk to the fans about the refs, what would you tell fans?
Well, I think there's probably a misconception on who these guys are and they really don't care, and they favor a team, et cetera. It's easy to sit back and on your television, HD in the basement, man cave, and come up with, he wasn't in bounds, it's not a catch. Well, we get that, but when you look at all the toughest plays that go to replay, nearly 70% are upheld.
Huh.
These guys get the tough ones right most of the time on the field.
Bill, thanks very much for your time.
Excellent. Thanks, Kai.
Bill Carollo there, a 20-year veteran of the NFL, now director of officiating for the Big Ten. If you think you can cut it, by the way, we've got a link to some of Bill's officials' quizzes and tests. They are at marketplace.org. And take a second to tell us about the jobs that you love to hate. You can tweet them to us at Marketplace APM is the show. You can get me at Kai Rizdahl. We will pick the best and put them on the radio.